This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Xavier Scruggs, and you're listening to The Bigs.
Double A was in Montgomery. We had six guys staying in a two-bedroom. You know, I slept on an air mattress under the dining room table.
That's my guy, David Price, pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I know the feeling. I spent 7 years grinding through the minor leagues before I finally got to the show. Price's career has come a long way from Double A. Today, I'm going to get up close and personal with the guy that helped the Red Sox clinch a World Series.
David Price, working slowly, he deals. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Tied him up the inside and got him.
But before all that, he grew up watching the Braves, a team with black stars like David Justice, Fred McGriff, and Andrew Jones.
Freddie McGriff to lead off. And he launches one to deep right field. She's gone to tie.
You know, that was my squad. I was able to relate with a lot of the guys, you know, on those teams. A lot of guys, you know, on those Braves teams in the 90s, you know, they look like me.
At the wall, it is gone. Andrew Jones, his second postseason home run, and it's 2-0 Braves.
And now, Price is a five-time All-Star, a World Series champion with the Red Sox, an AL Cy Young Award winner, an AL Comeback Player of the Year winner, an AL Wins leader, and a two-time AL ERA leader, and an MLB strikeout leader. But what matters most to David are the relationships he built throughout his life. All his boys in the league. His family. And guess what? That's a big part of why he sat out last season. Because of COVID. We're going to touch on all of that stuff. But we got to pick it up where everybody starts. The minor leagues. Stay with us.
Whether it's delivering groceries to a neighbor or a night off from cooking, what if touching the life of one person could make a difference for many more? Now, each time you order online or tap in-store with your MasterCard at qualifying restaurants and grocery stores, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer. One precious cent at a time, up to $5 million. Start something priceless.
Promotion ends on August 31st, 2021, or when maximum $5 million donation is reached, whichever comes first. Debit PIN and international transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a division of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Terms apply. See MasterCard.us/SU2C.
David Price was drafted by the Tampa Bay Rays in 2007. He was the number one pick.
The Tampa Bay Devil Rays select David Price, a left-handed pitcher.
And he received a $5 million signing bonus.
Yeah, there's David Price with a big smile on his face, and certainly a lot of hard work has gone into that.
But that very year, he started where everyone else does, the minor leagues, with the Vero Beach Devil Rays.
We didn't have roofs on the dugouts. You know, we're in the Florida State League, so it's, you know, it's 95, 100 degrees. I mean, the fans are sitting right behind you whenever you're in the dugout. So, I mean, the fence was probably 3 feet tall, you know, right behind you. So, you know, fans are just kind of reaching over and touching you.
Wow.
You know, all game long. There's no shade anywhere in the ballpark. So whenever you're doing the charts or doing the video, you're just sitting there on those aluminum bleachers just baking. Double A was in Montgomery. We had six guys staying in a two-bedroom.
Wow.
You know, I slept on an air mattress under the dining room table.
Wait, what was the bonus baby doing sleeping on the air mattress?
Oh, I mean, I came up later. You know, they already had, you know, five guys in there, and I wasn't going to take somebody's room. I said, I just need a place to blow up my air mattress, and I'll be all good. And they said, you know, you can crash in the living room, or I guess I was in the kitchen. You know, right under the dining room table. So I just kind of shopped up right there. And, you know, that was a lot of fun. You know, it was probably the most fun I had in the minor leagues was in Double A. You know, just having us six guys in a two-bedroom. You know, every night we came back, it was video games and cereal. And It was just a lot of good times.
You did one of the most admirable things from my point of view as being someone who played in the minor leagues for seven seasons in the midst of the COVID 2020 season and the minor leaguers finding out that they would have no season. You made a major decision to make a donation to the minor leagues. You gave the Dodgers 221 minor leaguers $1,000 each. I would love to hear more about what went into this extraordinary decision and what really drew you to say this is what needs to be done.
I mean, I guess it was the day after, you know, spring training got postponed. You know, I went back to the field and there's probably, you know, 10 or 12 guys that were up there. I went up there to throw a bullpen because I was supposed to pitch the day that spring training got canceled or postponed at the time. You know, I'm getting ready to leave and there was, you know, a couple of the guys that have been in AAA for a couple of years. You know, I heard one of them say, like, I don't know what I'm going to do right now. Like, nobody's hiring part-time. And, you know, my part-time job is in the off-season. Like, I have no clue, you know, what I'm going to do. And this is, you know, a guy that's, you know, in AAA for a couple of years. And you start getting paid a little bit better, you know, the higher you get up and the more time that you spend in AAA. But to hear him say that, you know, that really hit me. And, you know, I mean, rent out here in Arizona and in Florida, you know, especially during spring training times, you know, they start jacking rent up, you know, pretty good. And, you know, going back to my minor league time, you know, the year that I spent down there, you know, I had quite a few teammates, you know, that were struggling for money and, you know, to get to hear their stories and whatnot. And just it felt like it was something that I wanted to do.
Price debuted with the Tampa Bay Rays in 2008, and then he quickly established himself as one of the best pitchers in baseball. By 2014, he was probably the best pitcher in franchise history. It felt like Tampa would be his forever baseball home. But with Tampa outside the playoff race in July and Price approaching free agency, the Rays traded him to Detroit. A year later, he was traded again from the Tigers to the Blue Jays. And you may not understand what really goes into a change like this. You're picking up your life and you're moving your whole career.
I mean, it's tough. It is tough. And I think I didn't expect to be traded both times I was traded. You know, I mean, in Tampa, I was traded on deadline day, you know, right before the trade deadline, whatever time it is, 2:00 Eastern, whatever time it was. You know, then I went into the field to get my work in because we had an off day. So I went there to go play catch and work out. My agent, you know, he called or texted me. He was like, hey, you know, you're about to get traded. And I was like, no way, you know, because, I mean, I just didn't think it was going to happen. You know, we had been playing a little bit better baseball up to that point. And it happened. And, you know, a lot of the guys from the team came over to our house. You know, I had long talks with, you know, Jim Hickey, our pitching coach. You know, I had a long talk with Friedman. You know, we were both crying on the phone. You know, it was tough. You know, I've been with Tampa since they drafted me in 2007. Right. That was the only organization I ever knew. You know, I was naive at the time. You know, I thought I was going to spend my entire career with them. That's kind of the way it goes, and you have to just kind of roll with it. Because, you know, at that point, you know, I was a Detroit Tiger. Went out to Detroit, I guess, a couple of days later, and they had a day game, a Sunday day game. I got there probably about the fourth to fifth inning, and we got beat by the Orioles. You know, I feel like being traded that first time, it helped me whenever I was traded from Detroit to Toronto. Because, again, you know, I didn't think I was going to be traded, you know, from Detroit to anybody because we were we had such a good team. I mean, so much talent, you know, in that clubhouse. And we were in Baltimore when I was with Detroit and get to the field early. And it was deadline day. I was supposed to throw a bullpen. And I'm playing catch with our bullpen catcher and Al Avila and Dave Dombrowski. You know, I saw them walk out of the dugout and walking over to me. And I was like, oh, boy. And, you know, they asked if I would, you know, come over with them in the dugout. And they're like, hey, you know, we just want you to know that we traded you to Toronto and you know, you'll be joining the Blue Jays. And I was like, I asked if I could still throw my bullpen. And they're like, we can't, you know, we can't let you do that. Because if you get hurt, then, you know, it's, I was like, all right. So I said bye to everybody in the clubhouse. I mean, it hurt because, you know, I had a lot of fun, you know, while I was in Detroit for that 1 year. You know, it was a good group of guys. We did a lot of fun stuff together. You know, to me, that's the most important thing or the coolest thing about playing baseball or probably any professional sport is the relationships that you make with, you know, your teammates and the guys that you cross paths with.
I've personally never been traded, but I know that bond that teammates have, it's special, and it's hard to leave those relationships behind. It's like you're almost numb to that part of the game because it's such a business. So he leaves the field and he goes to Detroit to meet his girlfriend, Tiffany, who's now his wife, and then starts the drive to Toronto all by himself. My man got about 10 miles down the interstate and his tire blew out. So he's sitting there with the flat. He calls AAA and waits.
And I mean, the worst part about it was, like, right before it happened, I remember texting Tiff, like, I'm going to have to pull over. Like, I got to use the bathroom and I got to use it bad. Like, because I just picked up, I grabbed some Sonic for breakfast and it just didn't sit well in my stomach and I needed to go. And I remember texting some of the guys on Detroit, like, my tire just blew. I'm sitting on the side of the interstate. I'm about to open my, you know, my passenger back door and just, I'm about to drop a deuce. Like, I can't hold this any longer. Like, it's to the point now to where it's hurting and like I'm sweating. And right before, like I opened the door, like I was about to pull my pants down and do it. And I could see the AAA guy like pulling up behind me. I was like, all right, okay. All right. So there's a chance I can get to a bathroom. And he, you know, gave me a ride.
Wait, what was Tiff saying? She like, go ahead.
It didn't surprise her, you know, at all, I'm sure. But it was tough.
That's good context for people who don't really understand. It's there's no going away party. There's no, you know, time to really, you know, soak it in the moment, all the relationships that you build. It's like, hey, on to the next thing. This is straight. Another team needs me. I need to get to work. Even the way that you said that they told you is like, hey, come into the dugout. This is what we got. Thanks for your services. You know, on to the next. You know, I just feel like,
yep, good luck.
That just tells you how much of a business this game really is for people that don't really understand.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You know, it is a business. I mean, like I said, you know, I didn't think I was going to be traded either time. You know, I didn't. There were no heads ups. You know, I wouldn't say that I was blindsided because I was five, six years into my career, and I kind of had a feel for, you know, how the game worked and, right, and what all happened on, you know, around deadline time. But, you know, at the time it was tough, you know, just having to go into the locker room, pack my stuff up, say my goodbyes. And if I see you guys, I'm going to beat you, you know, down the road. That's what it is. You know, we're no longer teammates anymore, but we're still homies. We're still friends. But I'm going to try and put it to you next time I see you.
Next, we're going to talk about Price's decision to sit out last season. He was probably the most prominent player not to take the field because of COVID-19. But first, let's take a quick break.
It's easy to touch the lives of the people closest to you. And you can, every day. Whether it's delivering groceries to a neighbor.
Thank you, Kellen. Now what would I do without you?
Or a night off from cooking.
You got us tacos. This looks so good. We needed this.
But what if it was just as easy to make a big impact? What if touching the life of one person could make a difference for many more? Now, each time you order online or tap in store with your MasterCard at qualifying restaurants and grocery stores, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer, one precious cent at a time, up to $5 million. Together, we can start something priceless.
Promotion ends on August 31st, 2021, or when maximum $5 million donation is reached, whichever comes first. Debit, PIN, and international transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a division of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Terms apply. See mastercard.us/SU2C.
We're back with David Price. Before the break, we talked about what it's like to get traded. And now we're going to touch on his time in Boston, which was super complicated. After his half season with the Blue Jays, Price hit free agency and signed a 7-year contract with the Red Sox in December 2015.
In the truest sense of the term, the Boston Red Sox have paid the price to acquire an ace for the top of their rotation. On Tuesday, the club came to terms with free agent starter David Price on a 7-year, $217 million contract, which includes an opt-out clause.
At the time, it was the largest deal ever signed by a free agent pitcher. Red Sox fans, though, weren't the warmest. They've been known for being tough on players and for not being very culturally sensitive.
The unfortunate incident involving Adam Jones at Fenway. Jones says he was the object, obviously, of racial taunts during that O's Red Sox game. He said a bag of peanuts was thrown his direction. Fans were saying the N-word. Just an awful situation that he had to go through. Red Sox team.
But he won a World Series there.
Red Sox win the World Series! 5-1 the final tonight!
And his kids were both born in Boston.
It will always be a place that holds, a special part, in my heart. It's where I got engaged to my wife, Tiffany. That's where, I was able to get my first playoff win, pitching for them. Was able to win a couple more games with them. Was able to, win a World Series. To me, all the other stuff, it was worth it.
Yeah.
And that's, I went there to win. We won the AL East 3 times. We were able to win a World Series once. That was fun.
And Price knew how special it was to be on that field. Back in 2008, when he was a rookie and had only 5 appearances in the majors, Price pitched in the World Series for the Rays against the Philadelphia Phillies.
The electric stuff of David Price to the right side. Iwamura. Rays take game two.
It's game one of the World Series. And I'm shagging in left field line because Tampa's dugout has done the first base line. So since I'm a rookie, you got to go shag on the left field line because it's the longest run back to the dugout. So all the older guys are going to be in right field or right behind second base and hanging out right there. And I'm just getting all the balls in left field. And the Phillies pitchers were out there playing catch because they took BP. The visiting team takes BP second. And, I'm about to run into the dugout right after our BP ends. And Jamie Moyer, he stopped me and he was like, this is my 20th year in the big leagues. And he was like, and this is my first time being in the playoffs. So he was like, make sure that, you really enjoy and appreciate, what you're being able to do right now, because, not a lot of guys get that opportunity. And, to hear him say that, that really, I'll never forget it, ever. So, That was very special for me. That season, 2018, that group of guys, we really came together, had a lot of fun together, and won a whole lot of baseball games.
And that had to be so much fun.
For people who don't know, me and you have an interesting connection that goes back to you playing at Vanderbilt and my brother-in-law, Brian Hernandez, being your catcher there. My father-in-law still to this day talks to your father almost every day. Your parents, even Grace, my wife, Jessica, and I's wedding a few years ago. Shout out to Bonnie and Debbie Price. So just want to give some people some background that we do have like a mutual connection, even though we never played against each other.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like you said, it's always fun. We, get to have dinner together. His parents are, I guess your parents-in-law and my parents, whenever we can get those four together, it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's good, man. I don't know how my father-in-law made it on this MLB podcast, but shout out to him. But can you touch on the importance of having such a strong support system when it comes to that circle?
Well, absolutely. I mean, my parents still together to this day, still doing all the things they love to do. They raised me the right way, and having 2 older brothers, a couple nieces, couple nephews, or 1 nephew, just having that close knit family, and then my wife and kids. My wife is my biggest cheerleader. She's my biggest fan. She's always got my back. She's not gonna bite her tongue for anyone, and I love her for that. And just to be able to have those types of people, on your side, no matter what, even if you're in the wrong, you know, to have those types of people that will, you know, just constantly holding you down. You know, I feel like that's something that everybody needs. And I'm very fortunate and very blessed to have the family, wife and kids that I have.
After the 2019 season, Price changed teams again. Andrew Friedman, who drafted Price in 2007 when Friedman was the GM of the Devil Rays, acquired Price again, this time for the Dodgers, along with teammate Mookie Betts in a December trade. But Price ultimately sat out the 2020 season. He didn't want to risk playing because of COVID-19.
It was one of the toughest decisions I'd ever had to make, knowing that I was making the right decision for myself and my family. Thought about it for over a month. You know, I was in constant contact with my agent with Andrew Friedman, the GM of the Dodgers. You know, spring training 2.0 was about to happen. I drove out to LA. You know, I did all my testing at at Dodger Stadium in the parking lot. You know, went back to the hotel. The 2 days that I was there, you know, it was just record high, new record high. We're in a brand new city back in Scottsdale. You know, we don't, all the people that we do know play baseball, so they're out of town. I didn't want to leave, you know, my wife here with our two kids. You know, Zoe at the time was 4 or 5 months old, you know, with a newborn, and having a three-year-old that, you know, thinks he's 13. You know, that was, that wasn't a task that I wanted to put, you know, all on my wife. Obviously, I would have loved for them to be out there in LA with me, but I was going to be staying, you know, in a hotel for a month and a half for that spring training. And, you know, to me, it was just a time that I needed to be with my family.
Certainly can't, you know, fault David for putting his family and his health as priority one, right? And choosing to opt out. I'm sure that was not an easy decision and one that weighed on him.
And I made that decision and drove back to Scottsdale, and you know, I was at peace with it. And you know, whenever the season started, that was tough. You know, those first couple of games, I was like, man, I can't believe I did this. Like, even though I still felt like I made the right decision,
right,
you know, for myself and for my family. You know, there were a lot of different factors, you know, that I thought about, you know, before I did it. You know, being in spring training with the Dodgers, you know, seeing how much talent was in that clubhouse, you know, how many guys were going to be sent down to AAA, seeing all the arms that they had, you know, with Dustin May and Gonsolin, Urias. You know, you got to see what Victor Gonzalez can do. I knew that I wasn't going to be putting the Dodgers behind the eight ball, you know, and to me, that would have made it even tougher, you know, if they were going to have to search for another starter, you know, or something of that nature.
Now, everybody knows the story. The Dodgers end up winning the World Series. I have to ask you, I know everybody's already asked you, but I have to ask you, does David Price get a ring?
I was on the list to get a ring, and I told Andrew that I didn't feel like that I deserved a ring. Andrew Friedman, that is. And he was like, you know, you were in contact with the guys all year long. You were watching, talking to the coaching staff. Right. And I told him, like, I don't feel like I deserve one, you know, period. So I would feel better about it if I didn't get one. that's where it's at right now. I honestly don't even know where my World Series ring is from 2018. Hopefully my parents have it. If they don't, hopefully my agent does. Because neither of them have it, I don't know. I don't know if I still have it.
Now it's time for the X Factors, our rapid fire questions. Every episode we throw these out fast, and guests have to answer with the first thing that comes to mind.
Toughest hitter you have ever faced. Who has your number?
Dustin Pedroia was tough, man. You know, and it's not always the guy that has the power or whatever it is. You know, he was the guy that, you know, I want you on first base or in the dugout in three pitches or less. I want it to be over in three pitches. And Petey was always a guy that would just fight and foul off those really good pitches, you know, those pitcher's pitches. He's not trying to put them in play. You know, it was a lot like Derek Jeter. You know, Jeter was the same way. You know, you'd think you'd have Jeter 0-2 and then five pitches later, you know, it's 3-2. And, you know, you make your perfect pitch and you see him line drive it directly over the first base dugout, you know, and that's all he's trying to do. You know, he's trying to just get to that next pitch, get to a pitch that he can handle. And that was the same thing that Petey did. Petey was tough. So is Derek.
Oh, we know Derek was tough. I mean, what he was the first hit you gave up. Am I right? It was his home run?
Yeah.
And then the 3,000 hit was a home run that he hit off of you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I know I'm supposed to be talking about good moments. I don't.
Yeah, no, he struck out like twice in that same at bat. Yeah. Cool. There was no getting him out that day. And that's why he went 5 for 5. But it wasn't even my day to pitch. It was supposed to be Jeremy Hellickson's day, but since we got rained out the night before.
Ah.
I don't even know what happened. I guess they skipped Helly and he pitched the next day. I don't know what it was. It wasn't even my day. But once we got rained out the night before and they told me they were going to skip Helly and I was going to start, I knew it was going to happen. I knew it. And, there's not a better player to have that happen against. So I was completely fine with it.
I remember that post-game interview, you kept mentioning, like, it's going to happen to somebody. You know, whether it be me or somebody, it's going to happen. So let's get it over with. goofiest teammate you ever played with?
Goofiest teammate? There's a lot of goofballs out there, man. But Mark Lowe, I was with him for 2 months, while I was with him in Tampa in spring training, but we really got to know each other and become really good friends, with my time in Toronto. And he is just one of the goofiest, nastiest guys in the world. And I absolutely loved it.
If you could go back and tell your 10-year-old self one thing, what would it be?
I guess go play baseball. Stick with baseball. It's going to provide you with, everything you need for the rest of your life. It's going to how you're going to meet your wife, how you're going to have your kids, just all the friendships you're going to make along the way. don't veer off that path. Stick with it.
Simple as that. Simple as that. Well, man, David, I appreciate you jumping on here. It's been amazing sitting and talking with you. And best of luck to you rest of your career. And I know we'll be seeing each other, talking to each other, but really thankful for you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you too, X.
That was David Price. He's pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers this season. I hope all the 10-year-olds out there take this advice too. Go play baseball. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you rate and leave us a review. It helps new listeners find the show. Discover more MLB shows at MLB.com/podcasts. Follow at MLB on all your favorite social media platforms, especially YouTube and TikTok. And you can follow me at Xavier_Scruggs on all the platforms. Our audio team is from Neon Hum Media and includes producer Haley Fager, associate producer Rob Dozer, production manager Sammy Allison, and executive producers Jonathan Hirsch and Sharon Morris. Editorial support from Nick White. Mixing and engineering by Scott Somerville. Music by Asha Ivanovich. On the MLB team, production support from Extraordinary Athletes. Ian K is MLB's executive producer for podcasts. Special thanks to Barbara McHugh, Greg Clayman, Alicia Mullen, and Lance Gitlin. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.